Amen. And Father God, we thank you right now for this time and this opportunity to come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving. And Father God, we decree and declare right now divine uncommon favor in the lives of your people right now in the name of Jesus, and let it begin to invade every life that is on this call right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare divine agape love, Father God, that you will begin to allow agape love to begin to invade our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, even in our families and relationships right now. In the name of Jesus, even our communities right now, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare divine healing and restoration in every sick body right now, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare right now, in the name of Jesus, that you begin to hasten healing and restoration into every sick body right now, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare right now divine protection right now around your people right now in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare the blood of Jesus. I plead it right now over every neighborhood, every home right now in the name of Jesus, over their cars right now as they go to and forth, their children right now. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare right now divine joy right now, Lord, that it begins to invade our life right now in the name of Jesus. And right now we decree and declare right now divine peace. I'm talking about the peace that the hallelujah, that's the past all understanding right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare divine unity right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare divine supernatural miracles and breakthrough right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree it and declare it right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare right now, glory, divine, hallelujah, abundance and overflow. In the name of Jesus, in our finances, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I decree it right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare right now divine courage right now for your people right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, hallelujah, divine, hallelujah, power and strength, God, on your people, God, that feels weak, God, and going through weak situations right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree it and declare it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you will allow your angels to begin to over, hallelujah, invade our presence right now. In the name of Jesus, your angels of peace, your angels of love, hallelujah, your angels of hallelujah, a supernatural miracle, God, your angels of protection right now. We decree it and declare it right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, hallelujah, generational curses will be broken from our families right now in the name of Jesus. We decree it and declare that it's broken right now, and let it be eradicated under the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. We decree it and declare it right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that revival right now will begin to invade our land, all over the land and country, God, in every ministry, God, all over the country, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. There will be outpouring of salvation. We decree and declare for our lost loved ones right now in the name of Jesus. We decree it and declare it right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now for divine, supernatural, hallelujah, increase in our, hallelujah, our resources right now. Divine miracles in our finances in the name of Jesus. God, you said you will give us seed to sow and bread to eat, God, and let there be an outpouring of new finances, God, hallelujah, for your people, God, and resources, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for restoration power right now in the name of Jesus. And right now, open up our lives that we all begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And God, I thank you for this new day that you have given us, this day that you have blessed us with, God, allowed us to see another day. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your love, your loving kindness. Thank you for drawing us together again to lift up our voices to you, God, to pray. Thank you for this platform that the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah have allowed us to have. Thank you for their vision, God. Bless them in a mighty way wherever they are, God. Bless them. Give them peace, God. And I thank you for each and every person on the line. Bless your people, God. Those who have prayer requests and weren't able to get it out, Lord, we just ask you to look upon them and bless them in a mighty way. Answer their prayer requests, God, as they continue to serve you. And we thank you, God, Thank you, God, because we lean not unto our own understanding, but we acknowledge you in all and everything that we do. Thank you for each and every person on the line, God, on the line. I ask you to bless them, God. Bless your prophets. Bless your ministers. Bless your pastors, your preachers, and your teachers, God, and your prophets. Bless them. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy and your goodness and your love. Thank you, God, for just providing for us and being there for us, for hearing our prayers, God, for comforting us. Lord, I ask you to look upon all of those who are suffering from fires or bad weather or floods or hurricanes. God, touch your people, God. I pray for the people in Puerto Rico that you would restore their infrastructure, their bridges, and all of the debris, move it and get their lights back on and help your people, Lord. People are praying. People are praying, God. And I ask you to look upon those who are in other parts of the country or in the islands or wherever they might be who are suffering the devastations from fires, from floods, hurricanes, God, bad weather, God, and even from police brutality, Lord. Touch them in a mighty way. And, Lord, look upon your the government, God, and help your people who you have appointed in government to make the right decisions in behalf of people. Help them to look out for the poor, God, because your heart is for the poor, God. So help the people that you've placed into these authoritative positions to look out for people, health care, and all of the things that they're trying to cut away, God, the CHIP program for children, insurance, God. Lord, look upon those families who need that help. And I just ask you, I thank you, God, for what you're doing in my life. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for the healing that you're doing all over. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. Father, we thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. Father, thank you for allowing us to stay true to your will, Father God, and even in your word, Father God. Father God, thank you for this new day even now, Father God. Thank you for a refreshing anointing, Father. Thank you for restoring us even now and filling us back up even now, Father God. Father, touch those that are sick and shut in even now, Father God. Revive them, Father God. Allow wholeness to take place over their body even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for leading us and guiding us even now, Father God. Father God, cover our households even now, Father God. Cover our households, Father God, even now, Father God. Father God, speak to the winds and the way, Father God, and allow peace to reign in our lives even now, Father God. Father, allow peace to reign even now in our hearts and in our spirits and in our minds even now, Father God. Allow peace to reign even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this new day, Father God. Touch the mind of your people. Touch the mind of the next generation and our children, Father God. Touch our elders, the mind of our elders even now, Father God. Touch our hearts, Father God. Draw right relationships to us even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for all these things and so many more. Thank you for your mercy, your love, Father God. Thank you for your grace even now, Father God, that's bestowed upon us. Thank you for your grace. I love you, Lord. Thank you, and I'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor now and forevermore. Amen and amen.
Father God, thank you. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thanks for this time of midnight call. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those people who are suffering in California in the fire. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for those who are in the Caribbean. Thank you for those who are suffering from weather and hurricanes and earthquakes and all kinds. Thank you, Lord, for their praying for mercy, crying out to you to help them. Answer their call, Father God. Have mercy on them, for they are your people. They are you are the Creator. Father, have mercy on them. Have mercy on all of us, for we are your people, for you created us. Father God, thank you for families and for every prayer request that's being made. I thank you for answering them. I thank you for prosperity and thank you for blessing them and health and healing. Thank you, Lord, for those who need healing and those who continue receiving healing. Thank you, Lord. And I thank you for the healing in my bones. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the surgery. Thank you for the surgery that's going to happen in my mouth. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and goodness. Give you the prayer. Oh, and I thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Jordan. And I thank you for the prophet. Bless them too. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give you the praise, the honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to come to your throne of grace on this morning, Lord God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name, Lord God, for just being our shelter in a time of need, oh Father God. We want to thank you for the special anointing that you bestow upon us, oh Father God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for just being our shield and our buckler, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name, Lord God, for you told us in your word, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Lord God, we want to thank you for the strength that you keep holding us up, oh Father God. We want to thank you for just blessing everyone that's been affected by the calamities, oh dear God, that you would just refresh them anew, oh dear God. Know that this is a refreshing for them, oh Father God. Lord God, we just ask that you just, we stand on their behalf, oh dear God, in their place, oh dear God, that we're believing and trusting in you, Lord God, that you are the Alpha and the Omega, oh dear God, that we are victorious, Lord God. We are conquerors, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you for us being debt-free and with new ideas. And most of all, Lord God, we want to thank our spiritual parents, Lord God, the Master Prophet Ebonard Jordan and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for giving us this opportunity, Lord God, to stand before your throne of grace, oh dear God, for us to be the remnant in the earth, oh dear God, to smell the sweet Savior that you keep allowing us to smell on a daily basis, oh dear God. Lord, just continue to bless our babies, oh dear God, our elders, oh dear God, the fivefold ministry and the prophetic order of Mar Elijah and all the prophets all over the land that's going to take part in this globalization, oh Father God. We bless you, we love you, and we adore you, and we hold you in majestic favor. In your son Jesus' mighty name we pray and give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for allowing us to come again and gather in unison upon this prayer call, Lord, the midnight cry. And I thank you for turning around the situations that are presently happening in California and people that were affected by the earthquake and people that are being affected by the government and the decisions that they make. Lord, I thank you for going forth and healing our land. I thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding as you continue to provide us with your grace and mercy that endure forevermore. And Lord, I ask that as you continue to provide and guide us and order our steps in the direction in which we know to be worshiping you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, I thank you for the uplifting and the shifting and the turnaround that is taking place, as well as the increase and the unconditional love that goes forth as we continue to stand tall and be courageous and bold in our faith for you. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, O Father, Father God, for all that you have done and doing in our life, O God. Thank you, God, because truly you are the King of kings, Lord of lords, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord, because you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and last, is and always will be, O God. And we thank and praise your name, O Lord. Thank you, God, for new opportunities, O God. Thank you, God, for reshaping, Lord. Thank you, God, for enlighten and strength, God. Thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord. Thank you, God, for the right communication, Lord. Thank you, God, for rewarding us, God. Thank you, Lord, for knowing who we are, Lord. Thank you, God, for network connection, Lord. Thank you, God, for for peace in our homes, oh God. Thank you, God, for blessing our hands, Lord. Thank you, God, for creativity, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for letting us demonstrate your glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are our strong tower, God, and those who trust you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us, oh God. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for our leaders, God. Thank you, Lord, for the leaders all over, the leaders of your churches, Lord. And thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives, in the lives of your people, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for comforting and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction, Lord. Thank you, God, for that, the sick and shed in, God, and continue to sustain them of your presence, your assurance of your presence, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for the right divine relationship, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for relationship healing, oh God. And we want to thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, and protecting us wherever we may be, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for continuing to bring us back safe and sound, God, as we travel to and from, God. And God, we want to thank you, Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters, oh God. We want to thank you and give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving. In your wonderful, masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father God, as your words say, that men ought to always pray and never faint. And Father God, as you said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. And Father God, we thank you right now, and we decree and declare that promise right now for our country, God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been happening around the country, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you will begin to encamp your angel around the suffering, those that are in need right now. And Michael the Archangel, I thank you right now that you begin to stand on guard for your people and let there be a clearing right now for your people, God, that ways will be made, doors will be open right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for supernatural recovery and restoration right now and healing right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree it and declare it right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that even this hour, God, that you will begin to surround your people with now prosperity. And I decree and declare that, save now, we beseech thee, O Lord, O Lord, we beseech thee, send now prosperity in the midst of your people, in their homes, hallelujah, in their relationships, on their jobs and on their businesses, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare right now, now prosperity, God. In the name of you, let it begin to invade us, God, like never before. Let there be an outpouring, God, of your anointing concerning prosperity for your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that even this hour, that those that are sick and shut in, that your word says, by your stripes, they are already healed, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you right now that you're healing your people from all sickness and disease, God. But God, right now, we plead the blood of Jesus over the spirit of diabetes, blood pressure, hallelujah, right now, heart condition right now, in the name of Jesus, and muscle situation right now. We decree and declare, and we speak healing. We plead your blood over these things, God, in the name of Jesus. And even right now, even drug addiction. We come against the spirit of drug addiction right now. We thank you, Father God, that you begin to break that, hallelujah, that addiction, God, any type of addiction, God, in the name of you, begin to break it right now by your dunamis power right now, in the name of Jesus. And we plead your blood over every home or our schools, God, over our police department, God, over our government officials, God, over our president right now. We thank you for wisdom concerning him, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every ministry, God, all over the country, God. We thank you, God, that you begin to call the outpouring of your spirit right now upon ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be revival, God.
that will come to your people right now. And we thank you right now for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ethan R. Jordan, and Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, their beloved family. We plead the blood of Jesus over them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for all the company of prophets. Bless them, God, in ways that they would sound them, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We thank you for everyone that is on this call. God, bless them and hasten their prayer requests right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you're getting ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
We bless you, O Lord. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. For you shed your glorious light upon us. You heal us. Our godliness will lead us forward. God, goodness will be a shield, our shield before us. And the glory of the Lord will protect us from behind. We give you the glory that you cause everyone who trust in you to rejoice. We thank you, Father God, that you keep us shouting for joy because you are defending us. We thank you, Lord, that you fill all who love you with your joy. We thank you, Lord God, for you bless the godly man. Oh, Lord, you protect us with your shield of your love. We thank you, Father God, that you have made us a little lower than the angels and placed a crown of glory and honor upon our heads. We bless you, Father, for you have put us in charge of everything that you have made, and everything is under our feet in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us authority over all the power of the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, that each person on this line has been given charge over a territory, and we pull down every stronghold in our territories in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold of lack, sickness, or disease, crime, and injustice. We pull down every stronghold of wickedness, irosheta, and rebioshete, in the name of Jesus. And we dispatch your angels of peace. We dispatch your angels of restoration. We dispatch your angels of repair. We dispatch your angels of provision. We dispatch your angels of health. We dispatch your angels of wealth. We dispatch your angels for jobs, Lord God, in the open door and expansion in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your word declares that you will arise and defend the oppressed and the poor. The needy will you rescue. Amen. As they have longed for you to do. You've promised, Lord God, and your promise is sure. Amen. And you speak no careless word. Thank you, Lord God, that you are like a silver refined seven times, Lord God, and you know that you will forever preserve your own from the reach of evil men. We thank you, Lord God, although they prowl on every side and vileness is praised throughout the land, you have declared your righteousness and you have raised up a righteous generation to be your witnesses in the earth. And we thank you, Lord God, that your grace is sufficient. For where sin abounds, your grace does that much more abound. And we thank you for the grace. We thank you for the mercy. We thank you for the glory of God that shall be revealed even in our families, even in our communities, sweeping through our neighborhoods, cleaning up our streets. We arrest drug dealing. We arrest drug addiction. We arrest prostitution. We arrest child pornography and exploitation of our children. We thank you, Lord God, that we take dominion over domestic violence. We take dominion over elderly abuse. Lord God, we dispatch your angels of protection for your vulnerable children and elderly, Lord God, and your those that are mentally challenged. We dispatch your angels of grace and protection. We bless our Archbishop and our pastor for carving out this space for your people to gather. And we bless everyone on this call. We decree and declare healing, restoration, and strength to every pastor, prophetess, prophet, bishop, Amen. Apostle, teacher, and leader in the community. Amen. We dispatch strength and blessing and restoration. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless you. Prophetess Bethany, in your hands for the announcements.
Amen. Join us here at 9 a.m. for our teaching with the Master Prophet's new book, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on this line. Join us on the line for the conference call. Amen. And I do know that we have the Pop Life Show at 12 noon and then Prophet Joshua at 8 p.m. sharp and the Master Prophet. So you want to join us right here on this line. And then again, at midnight, we will be here for the Midnight Cry. God bless you and peace.
God bless. Good night.
Bless you. Good night.
Good night. God bless you.